In this bulletin, Australia's deadliest day of the pandemic as infection rates show signs of stabilisation. Police officers swiftly shut down an anti-mask protest in Melbourne as hundreds of fines are issued for breaching lockdown. And in sport, another high-profile NRL star stood down to self-isolate. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Australia has surpassed a total of 21,000 cases of coronavirus, and the national death toll is approaching 300. The development comes after Victoria recorded its deadliest day since the pandemic began, recording 17 virus-related deaths in the latest 24-hour reporting period. Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed that 10 of those deaths are connected to aged care settings. Mr. Andrews offered his condolences as the state continues to battle this second wave.
To each of those families, we send our sincere condolences, our sympathies, our best wishes. This will be an incredibly difficult time for them, and I want them to know that they are in our thoughts and prayers as we continue to do everything we possibly can to deal with this second wave and to get beyond it.
Meanwhile, authorities have stepped up their enforcement of Melbourne's lockdown, swiftly shutting down participants at an anti-mask protest outside Victoria's State Parliament building. Protesters were warned there would be a strong police presence and encouraged not to go ahead with the rally. People are protesting against the mandatory wearing of masks and community lockdown measures. Hundreds of people were expected to gather, but not many showed up. One protester was arrested for refusing to move on. This is the exchange that took place between that protester and police.
I have the right to be here. As Australian, I have the right to be here. No mandatory vaccination. No mandatory vaccination. I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm expressing my freedom of speech as an Australian. I'm exercising. Is it illegal to be here? I'm not trying to break the law.
Health officials say the psychological effects of the ongoing health crisis on millions of Australians is devastating. The Victorian government is rolling out a $60 million funding package for acute clinical mental health services. There has been a 33% increase in hospital presentations for self-harm among people under the age of 18, according to data released by the Department of Health and Human Services. State Minister for Mental Health Martin Foley says support is needed now more than ever.
More support for police and ambulance workers dealing with the trauma and the stress that they're all under at the moment. Our carers, we've seen increased demands on families and carers and people with lived experience directly of mental illness, so there's support for the peak organisations in those areas to provide both material aid, material support, as well as further counselling and support efforts.
The federal government has not ruled out further expanding the JobKeeper program to assist struggling businesses. On Friday, it announced an overhaul of JobKeeper eligibility in response to Victoria's tougher lockdown, costing an extra $15.6 billion. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann told the ABC the government is prepared to make changes based on future circumstances.
I just would point to our track record. I mean, we've been flexible in the past when it comes to what has been a rapidly evolving and fluid situation. We've responded to things as they've emerged. But, you know, moving forward, I mean, our intention is to transition the economy and to transition the fiscal policy settings back to the new normal.
New South Wales has recorded 10 new COVID-19 cases. One of them is a return traveller, seven are close contacts of known cases, and two remain under investigation. In Lebanon, protesters have stormed government buildings calling for a revolution while blaming negligence for the blast that killed 158 people and injured thousands. The chaos comes as an Australian toddler was named as one of the victims of the blast, two-year-old Isaac Allers. Meanwhile, pressure continues to build on Lebanon's leaders to explain why thousands of tons of explosive materials were stored at the port for several years. In NRL, Brisbane forward Tevita Pangai Jr. has been stood down to self-isolate for 14 days for breaking the league's biosecurity regulations. Players who have returned to Queensland from New South Wales must quarantine for 14 days. Mr. Pangai Jr. was spotted at a barbershop yesterday alongside members of a bikie gang after a police raid on the business. While there's no suggestion the player was involved in illegal activity, the Broncos are investigating the matter. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Possible storms in Perth, Sydney, Wollongong and Newcastle. Mostly sunny in Adelaide, Melbourne and Darwin. Partly cloudy in Brisbane, Cairns, Hobart and Canberra. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.